Chairman, thank you very much. And to Senator Wyden and committee members, I appreciate the opportunity to be here this morning to speak specifically on the benefits of Trade Promotion Authority and the trade agreements that are being negotiated for America's farmers, ranchers, and producers. Let me start with a bit of history. In August of 1941, Franklin Roosevelt and Winston Churchill were off the coast of Nova Scotia discussing the development of the Atlantic Charter, a vision for post-World War II America and the world. In that charter, they agreed as follows, in the fourth paragraph, that they will endeavor with due respect for their existing obligations to further the enjoyment by all states, great or small, victor or vanquished, of access on equal terms to the trade and to the raw materials of the world which are needed for their economic prosperity. And they desire to bring about the fullest collaboration between all nations in the economic field with the object of securing for all improved labor standards, economic advancement, and social security. That was the vision in 1941. It's the vision today. And it's one that's shared by agricultural groups throughout the United States, as reflected in the letter sent to this committee by 70 agricultural groups indicating support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, as well as Trade Promotion Authority. It's also reflective of the vision of the 8 former agricultural secretaries who, in a bipartisan way, indicated their support as well for TPA and TPP. And well, they should. 30% of all agricultural sales are a result of trade. 20% of all agricultural income is directly related to trade, helping to create those middle-class families we all want to support. The last 6 years have been the best 6 years in agricultural export history, supporting nearly 1.1 million jobs. Since the NAFTA and free trade agreements subsequent to NAFTA, agricultural exports have increased by 145%, despite high tariffs in other countries, SPS barriers, and a strong dollar. Agriculture sees TPP as leveling the playing field, reducing tariffs, breaking down SPS barriers, and making access to American products more readily available. We want to take advantage of the expanding market opportunities in Asia with a growing middle class that is projected to grow to $3.2 billion people in the next 15 years, 10 times the population of the U.S. We want America to stay in the game. We don't want one-off agreements that America is shut out of. We want to balance the Chinese influence using trade as a strategic opportunity. And we absolutely want to assure high standards for both labor and environment with strong enforcement mechanisms. This is an opportunity, as the President promised to do, to essentially renegotiate NAFTA. We see TPA as essential to getting TPP done. I can tell you, Mr. Chairman, that I have been across the table with some of my colleagues, ag ministers from states that we're currently negotiating. They are not interested in putting their final or best offer on the table until they're assured that whatever trade agreement Ambassador Froman is able to negotiate is ultimately providing a up or down vote, and not subject to modification or amendment. We look forward to answering questions as they relate to agriculture, and again, we appreciate the opportunity to be here this morning.